If you live anywhere near a major airport, then you may have cursed more than one plane that seems to be too low or too near your house. But people who live around Los Angeles International Airport, or LAX, now have a new internet tool to help them fight back. NPR's Andy Bowers explains.
L.A. homeowner Denny Schneider lives just north of LAX in a neighborhood called Westchester. And for some reason, he's having a little trouble logging onto his new favorite website this afternoon.
It normally just pops right up for me. It was working at 3 o'clock this morning.
How do you know?
Because at 2:30, I was awakened by an airplane that went right over the house. And the beauty of this airport monitoring flight track system is that now I actually can find out who did it. Thank you, FedEx.
When he finally gets the website to come up, Schneider shows how he identified the FedEx jet. It's a little like being an air traffic controller. There on the screen, you can see all the planes being tracked on LA flight radar and their altitudes, although for security reasons, it isn't quite in real time.
Airport monitor is not really what you would call a live view of traffic. It's what you might call nearly live.
Ron Dunsky is a spokesperson for Megadata, the company that developed LAX's new website.
The flight tracks that you see on that website are delayed by approximately 10 minutes. So that's the first level of security right there. You're never seeing actually what's in the sky.
Airport monitor also won't show you the airline and flight number of a plane until at least an hour later. But after an hour, you can go back and replay the moment when, say, a plane rocked you out of bed and find out which airline or shipping company deserves your wrath. In fact, the website stores 3 months of flight data. LAX technology chief Roger Johnson says it's a vast improvement over the old system when residents had to call the airport for information.
Historically, that process has taken anywhere from a matter of weeks to months to get that information to the residents. So what we've tried to do here is reduce both the amount of time as well as the manpower required to do that.
It's rare that the flights bothering residents actually violate FAA rules, but Johnson says airlines can make choices that lead to more or less noise. For example, between midnight and 6 a.m., LAX asks that planes both take off and land over the ocean to the west of the airport. But he says airlines can request a clearance to take off over residential neighborhoods to the east, which in some wind conditions allows them to load more passengers or cargo. Now, says Johnson, angry residents can find out quickly which airline chose to wake them up and make a direct complaint.
It's certainly going to let the airlines know that some of the impacts of the business decisions that they make, that, you know, when they choose to take off to the east at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's not a decision that doesn't have some significant consequences on the well-being of the residents that live near the airport.
One anti-airport activist who lives under the flight path said he feels LAX officials are simply using the website to try to shift angry calls to the airlines. But other reviews are more positive. Mike Gordon is the mayor of El Segundo, the city just south of LAX that's fighting hard to keep the airport from expanding. Gordon contends air traffic is already so congested, nearly 200 planes a month have to abort landings and fly over his town at low altitude.
Many times when we have reported what we have seen over our community, the airport or the FAA or both parties have stated that their records do not show that this plane did fly over our community.
But now Gordon can use the website to prove it. San Francisco has had a similar but less detailed system for about a year, and Megadata, which runs the LAX website, says more big city airports may sign on soon. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.